Welcome to Shomar Show on the Daf, your sponsor, Lui Nishmas HaMbeak HaShom, Le'avas Yitzchok. We're holding in Bava Kama Daf Shud Gimel. The Gemara Amud Beis comes to explain what does it mean in the Mishnah, Nechosim HaMiyuchodim. The Miyuchodik Nechosim, something which is specific. It says the Gemara is coming to La'afuke to exclude Hefker, a shore that has no owner. So what's the discussion? Explains the Gemara. We talk about that the shore Hefker gourd. After a gourd, someone came and was kind to the shor. I would think that now you could still go, the nizak, the one who was damaged, could go and take from the shor his money. The chiddush is that you have to be nechosim yichodim only if the shor belongs to an owner, you could take away, you can extract money from it. So in chiddush Rav Chaim and the Shas, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, he begins over here, what was even the havamina? Why should you be able to go and take from a shor which was hefker? The idea of shibu generally means that a person, a human being, owes money. You could take the money from the something which is called mishubad, for something which is collateral for the human being. What's shat that you would take something from a shor which is hefker? So proves of Chaim from here, that you see that the shibu of a shor, taking money from the shor is different. Short time shemishale migufoy, that he pays from his body, is not a payment that's owed for the owner. It's owed from the shore. This shore gourd, you take the money from the shore. So the Gemara said, if so, even if the shore has no owner, you could take it from the shore. Says the Gemara, the chiddush of the Torah is nechosim yuchodim. It needs to be belonging to an owner. If it doesn't belong to an owner, you can't take it from the shore. But Reb Chaim adds that even though the Torah told you that you need to have an owner to do it, still the shibud goes on the shor. That's the idea of a shor tam, that the shors don't owe the money, but the Torah requires it to have an owner in order to pay for it. Really, this is also the understanding of the next shot of the Gemara. Next shot of the Gemara is, the nechosim yichodim means, you need to have an owner from beginning to end. There's supposed to be an owner when it gores, when there's hamad ledin, and also in Gemar Din, all has to have an owner. Without an owner, you can't take from the shore, even though the shibud is on the shore, but it must have an owner on it. And l'chur al pi machshav, this makes a lot of sense. As we spoke in the end of Maseches Kiddushin, the idea of a mumen is not just a standalone mumen, but mumen is an extension of the owner. Shem Bailov Olov, it's an extension. What the owner is, it extends to his mumen. We brought there what's due in the name of the Arizal, that the word nigle is neshama gof levush heichol. The way a person reveals himself, it starts with the neshama. Around it, surrounding it is the gof. Surrounding that is the levush, the clothing. And surrounding that is the heichol, which means the house, the bais, it's the property that a person owns. Everything that person has is part of his revelation. That's the gilui of who he is. When you have a chiyuv, when you have a mum and a mazik, the chiyuv is connected to the owner. This goes back to the chakir of the achronim in this pesachto that we have, we speak out throughout all the dapim. What's the idea when you have a shor that's mazik? Is a chiyuv because it's mum and a mazik, it's its own chiyuv? Or pshat is because he didn't guard it. If you look at the first tzad, mum and a mazik, what does it mean mum and a mazik? One of mazik means it's my moment that causes a hezek. It's an extension of me. The same person is chayav on his kegufa, what his body does. He's chayav on another extension of his, which is this moment. His moment is part of who he is. And after Rabbah, what brings the gedusha to every moment is the fact that it has an owner that it connects to. So it's elevated to how you place kedun, name the Arizal. All the things in the world connect to an adam, and that's how they're elevated. When a person owns an item, that item is elevated through the Adam and becomes part of who he is. As in Mele, Efshar, that's the Pshat in our Gemara. Because Reb Chaim says, really, the Shibud is on the Shor, but a Shor without an owner, it doesn't have an extension of the owner. It doesn't have its own entity. Its own entity is only because it's a Mechubar to an Adam. That's the only time you can have a Shibud on the Shor. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shova email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.